Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. And today we're diving deep into Ghost.
Ooh, Ghost.
It's an open source platform for online publishing, and it's making some serious waves.
Interesting.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll know exactly what Ghost is, why people love it, and how it could be the perfect tool for you, even if you're just starting out.
Cool.
Oh, and a big shout out to SafeServer.
Oh, yeah.
Our sponsor for this deep dive.
Right.
They are the experts in hosting software, just like Ghost.
That's right.
And they can guide you through that whole world of digital transformation.
Yeah.
You can check them out at www.safeserver.day.day.
Awesome.
So let's get into it. Our sources describe Ghost as a powerful app for professional publishers to create, share, and grow a business around their content.
Mm.
It really stresses having complete control over your website and branding.
Right.
Which seems to be a big deal for creators these days. What are your initial thoughts?
I think that focus on control is absolutely key.
Okay.
Many creators are just frustrated with the limits and the algorithms of those mainstream platforms.
Yeah.
And Ghost offers a real alternative, a space where you own your content and set your own rules.
I like that.
And the fact that it's open source adds another layer to all of that.
We've got to dig into that open source aspect.
For sure.
For listeners who might not know that term, could you break down what it means?
Sure.
Especially for someone who's brand new to creating online.
Yeah. So open source basically means the code behind the software is totally available.
Mm.
Anyone can use it.
Okay.
Modify it.
Interesting.
Distribute it.
Wow.
For a new creator, this means transparency.
Okay.
You can see exactly how the platform works.
Got it.
There's also this massive community of developers constantly improving and adding new things to Ghost, which means you benefit from a platform that's always evolving.
So it's not just about using the software. It's about being a part, a community that shapes it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that community is something Ghost really pushes.
Okay.
It builds this sense of shared ownership, collaboration,
which
can be huge for someone just starting out.
Yeah.
You're not just another user. You're part of something bigger.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So our sources point out that Ghost works for a bunch of different types of users.
Okay.
Creators, publishers, businesses, developers.
Uh-huh.
When we say creators, who exactly are we talking about here?
We're talking about anyone who wants to build a presence online and share their work.
Cool.
Writers, bloggers, podcasters, YouTubers, musicians, artists, even online educators.
Wow.
Really, it's about giving power to individual voices.
So it's not just about having a blog.
Not anymore.
It's about building a whole world around your content.
Exactly. And that's where Ghost's features really come in.
Let's get into those features.
All right.
The source material mentions easy site design.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't have any coding skills. Yep. I think that's super appealing for people just starting out. I know it was for me.
Absolutely. Ghost's interface is super user-friendly.
Okay.
They have these pre-designed themes.
Oh, nice.
That you can customize. So you can get a professional website up and running quickly.
Mm.
You're not stuck with a generic template.
Right.
But you don't need to be a coding whiz either.
It's a huge relief for people who just want to focus on making their content.
Totally. And speaking of content creation, Ghost has a really intuitive editor.
Okay.
It's made to be distraction-free, so you can just write.
One of the things that really jumped out at me from the source material was dynamic cards.
Yeah.
As a way to add visual interest and some interactivity to your content.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
What exactly are these dynamic cards?
So think of them as building blocks for your content.
Okay.
They let you put things like images, videos, audio clips, even interactive stuff.
Wow.
Like polls or quizzes directly into your posts.
Really?
This makes your content more engaging and visually appealing, which is super important online these days.
It's like having a multimedia toolbox.
Yeah.
Right inside your editor.
Exactly.
That's got to be a game changer for keeping your audience interested.
Oh, for sure. And these cards are made to work perfectly with all sorts of media.
Mm.
You're not just stuck with text and static images anymore.
Yeah.
You can really bring your content to life.
So Ghost really gives creators the tools to build a strong, visually appealing online presence.
Yeah.
But what about connecting with your audience?
That's where the audience growth tools come in.
Okay.
Ghost has built-in features for email lists and managing subscriptions, which are key for any creator who wants to build a direct connection with their audience.
Makes sense.
You can even do free or paid memberships to offer special content and build a community.
It's like having your own little platform inside the bigger Ghost platform.
Right.
That level of control is pretty impressive.
And what's really smart is how Ghost makes those audience building tools a core part of the platform. Mm-hmm. You don't need to use a bunch of different services and try and make them play nice. Certain. It's all streamlined right there in Ghost.
So Ghost has really thought through the whole process of creating, sharing, and building a community around your content.
And it's always evolving.
Right.
Because it's open source.
Yeah.
The community is always finding ways to make it better and add new features.
Cool.
So what you have today might be even better tomorrow.
I like that.
Right.
It's incredible how Ghost manages to be both so powerful and user-friendly.
Yeah.
Especially for those just starting their online journey.
It's designed that way.
But Ghost isn't just for individuals, is it?
Not at all.
Our sources mentioned businesses are using it too.
Oh yeah, businesses are realizing how important content marketing is these days.
Right.
And Ghost gives them the tools to do it really well. Mm. Imagine a company blog.
Okay.
That looks amazing, is easy to manage, and works perfectly with your other marketing stuff. That's what Ghost brings to the table.
It does seem like a natural fit for businesses who want to own their content.
Absolutely.
And connect directly with their audience.
That direct connection is key.
And Ghost doesn't stop there.
Nope.
It also has features for developers.
Right.
Who want to really customize the platform and extend what it can do.
That makes perfect sense given its open source nature.
Yeah.
Developers can really dive in and make it their own.
So they can create custom themes.
Yeah.
Build new integrations.
Uh-huh.
Really tailor Ghost to fit their specific needs.
Exactly. That flexibility is a big part of what makes Ghost so appealing.
To a wide range of users.
For sure. It caters to so many different needs.
It sounds like Ghost has found that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Between being easy for beginners.
Right.
And powerful enough for those more advanced users.
They've done a good job of balancing those two.
Our sources mentioned some real world examples of Ghost in action.
Okay.
One that caught my eye was Ali Abdaal.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
YouTuber with millions of subscribers.
He's huge.
Who uses Ghost to manage his entire online presence.
Wow. That's impressive.
What does that tell us about what Ghost can do?
I think it shows that Ghost can handle even the biggest creators.
Mm.
Ali Abdaal uses it for his blog, his newsletter, online courses, membership community.
All in one place.
All in one place. It's a testament to how versatile and powerful Ghost is.
And it's not just for individuals either.
Right.
Our sources mentioned The Lever.
Okay.
A political news website.
Interesting.
And Buffer, a social media management company.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
As examples of organizations successfully using Ghost.
So Ghost is really making a name for itself.
It seems like it.
Across different industries and types of content.
Yeah, it's clearly a platform that can adapt to different needs.
And scale.
From individual creators.
To established businesses.
Okay, so we've talked features.
Uh-huh.
Open source nature.
Yeah.
Real world examples.
Right.
But let's get down to basics. Why should someone pick Ghost over other platforms out there?
Well, there are a few key reasons.
All right.
First, Ghost is built to last.
Okay.
It's a sustainable platform funded by its users, not investors or advertisers.
Hmm. That's different.
That means they're focused on building something that works for the community.
Right.
Not on making the most money possible.
That's a big contrast to some other platforms.
It is.
Where algorithms and advertising seem to be the driving force behind everything.
Exactly. With Ghost, you're not at the mercy of algorithms that could change overnight.
It must be a relief.
It is. You have so much more control over your content and how it reaches your audience.
Our sources highlight Ghost's commitment to security and maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so important in the digital world these days.
Absolutely. They take security very seriously at Ghost.
Okay.
They have a whole team that's always watching the platform and releasing updates to make sure your data is safe.
That's reassuring.
It's crucial for any platform handling sensitive information.
Yeah, especially for creators building businesses around their content.
Couldn't agree more.
So security and sustainability, those are strong arguments for Ghost.
Definitely.
But in a world that's overflowing with content, how can creators using Ghost actually stand out?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just the platform you choose.
Okay.
But Ghost does give you some advantages.
Like a...
Because you own your content.
Right.
And have control over your audience data.
Uh-huh.
You can build real direct relationships.
With your readers, viewers, listeners.
Exactly. It's about fostering that sense of community and belonging.
Which seems to be something people really crave these days.
They do. It's something that's often missing in today's online world.
So by choosing Ghost, creators aren't just choosing a platform.
Right.
They're choosing a different way of interacting with their audience.
It's about moving away from that broadcast model where you're just pushing content out there into the void and towards a more collaborative model where you're actually building a community around your work.
That's a powerful way to think about it.
It is. And Ghost gives you the tools to make that happen.
How so?
From built-in email marketing to membership options, it's designed to help you cultivate that loyal and engaged audience.
That's really interesting. I love how Ghost really empowers creators
to
build something that's both meaningful and sustainable online.
It is refreshing.
It's not just about chasing clicks and algorithms.
Right.
It's about creating genuine connections.
It really is.
So we've covered a lot about Ghost, its features, its advantages, how it's being used in the real world.
Right.
But before we wrap up this deep dive,
I
want to get your perspective on how Ghost fits into the bigger picture of online publishing.
Right.
There are so many platforms out there.
There are.
Each with its own strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Where does Ghost stand in all of that?
Well, I think it's important to remember that Ghost isn't trying to be everything to everyone. It's not social media like Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
And it's not microblogging like Twitter.
Yeah.
It can be compared to website builders like WordPress or Squarespace.
I can see that.
But it has a different focus.
So what would you say is Ghost's unique selling point?
I'd say it's the combination of ownership, flexibility, and community.
Okay, break that down for me.
Ghost really puts creators in control.
Right.
You own your content, your data, your branding.
Mm.
You're not at the mercy of some algorithm or the policies of a giant corporation.
That's a big deal.
It is. And because it's open source, you've got the flexibility to make the platform work the way you want.
And that community aspect seems like a big plus.
Oh, absolutely. The Ghost community is amazing. So active and supportive.
Cool.
Tons of resources, forums, tutorials, documentation.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's constantly being developed and improved, you're always on the cutting edge.
So it's more than just the software itself.
Right.
It's about being a part of this ecosystem that's always pushing forward.
Exactly. And that's a big draw for creators who are looking for a long-term solution.
It makes sense as we wrap up this deep dive. I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
In a world that's constantly changing, how can creators future-proof their online presence?
That's a tough one.
It is. Does Ghost offer any insights on that?
Well, I think Ghost's focus on ownership and control is a good place to start.
Okay.
By owning your platform and your data, you're less affected by all the changes happening in the digital world.
So it's about building something you actually control.
Yeah.
Instead of relying on other platforms that could change their rules.
Or just disappear completely.
Oof, that's scary.
It can happen, and that sense of ownership can be really empowering.
Yeah.
It gives you the freedom to adapt, evolve, experiment without being held back by external factors.
So no one can predict the future. But Ghost gives you a way to build a more lasting and resilient presence online.
I think that's a great way to put it.
I agree. It's been a fascinating deep dive into Ghost.
It has.
I hope our listeners learn something about what makes this platform so interesting.
Me too.
And before we go, another big thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this episode.
They're great.
If you need help with hosting software or digital transformation, check them out at www.safeserver.id.
For sure.
And that's it for this deep dive into Ghost.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep diving deep.